Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Winter is coming.
Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Yokohama tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. That's TireRack.com, TireRack.com, TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon. Live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Well, the World Baseball Classic is over. Japan are your champions. Shohei Ohtani does it all. He closes out the ninth inning, striking out Mike Trout, teammate, to end it. 87-mile-an-hour slider that Trout just waved at. And I remember, now I'm thinking one thing, Mike Harmon. I have one thought after this, is boy, Shohei Ohtani's going to look awesome in a Mets uniform at the deadline. It's going to be so
awesome. Turn his mic off, Alex.
So
you guys are just going to be fighting, the two of you, all night long now.
Mets and the Dodgers.
He's a Dodger. No, he's a Met. He's a you know what? As of tonight, just like Aaron Rodgers is still a Packer, he's a member of the crappy Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, and he's got a giant medal or whatever they gave him that makes him look like he's Flavor Flav out on the field.
Let me ask you this. Let be honest with me. Yeah. On a level of 1 to 10, how excited was Rob Manfred to have to actually interact with players? Where do you think he was at the end?
I'd give it a 1.5. He knew the photo would get taken and still shots would show up on websites and stuff. You know, he's not looking forward to the video that makes him look sullen and defeated. But the photo op with Shohei Ohtani. Who are you again? It was great.
Yeah, do you think he really knew who Shohei was?
He didn't know anybody.
He had
was.
No idea.
He had no idea. He said, "Now listen." He goes, "Hey, here's a trophy. Well, let's see. WBC doesn't really have an owner, right? Does Japan have an owner? No. There's no owner. Fine, I'll take a couple of pictures, but then I'm done. Right? I'm done. I gotta go. I'll take. That's great. I'm smiling here. Okay, great. What do you mean? I gotta shake hands with the players? I don't talk to players. This was not okay. Fine, I'll do it just this once." But that's it. I'm never going to do it again, but I'll do it just this once for you, for the World Baseball Classic.
Well, why not? You got to do it, and then you can go into hiding for the rest of the regular season. Give one or two more state of baseball addresses, and then we don't have to see you until the All-Star break when you hand someone the keys to a truck.
So think about this for 1 second, how bad the Angels really are, guys. They have Trout and Ohtani on their team, and they can't even make the bleeping playoffs.
No,
an expanded playoffs.
I mean, no, but just
think about that for a second.
Two
I know the Mets are bad. The Mets are horrible.
Stop.
But the Angels, I mean, at least the Mets got into the play-in or whatever it was.
At least the Mets did their job at the top of the ninth inning. Jeff McNeil walked. Dodgers grounded into a double play. Mookie Betts, thanks for nothing.
Yeah.
Thanks for nothing right there.
You know, he
absolutely nothing.
Mookie L. Betts.
Mookie L. Betts. No, but look, we're only going to have to worry about this for the next 4 months, because then the Mets are going to get him and give him $500 million, and we're good to go.
You know money's worth more in L.A., right?
How about 10 years and five? Hey, Shohei, you're 30, but how about 10 years and $500 million? How about that? Is that good? Can I give you that? I mean, that might stretch Steve Cohen, who I think Steve Cohen makes like $42 million a month. Oh, no, every 2 weeks he makes $40 million. I think that's what he does. $40 million every 2 weeks. So he would have
to
give
zero to charity, by the way.
Yeah. No, I don't know. Are you kidding? He has to pay. He pays the Mets, and the Mets.
Well, that is a charity. You're right. The Mets are a charity.
And the Mets keep their fans happy. No, he's got to work probably a good, let's see, hang on. So it's $80 million in a month. He's got to work. Wow. He's got to work like almost 6 months to pay Shohei Ohtani for the next 10 years.
Like, you see how he says work? That guy doesn't work.
That's a lot of stuff, man. I mean, you do a lot of hedge fund stuff.
That means waking up
when you're hedge funding.
And going to your other analysts and saying, how's the math look on today? Any indices that are moving that we need to make any larger moves on? Nah, we shuffle from this fund to the other. Okay, cool. I'm going back to bed.
Smith makes it seem like the guy's blue collar, taking his lunchbox and helmet to work.
I'm a Ford truck man. That's what I drive. He's up there putting shingles on the roof.
Doesn't matter. $500 million for Shohei Ohtani, 10 years. You know what? Why don't we start at that? It'll be 10 years, $500 million.
So give me down, give me quarter. I got a dime. I got 515. Back there in the back. Wait, that guy looks like he's the same guy bidding against himself. I will not be beaten.
$500 million, the Guggenheims will sell a painting.
Oh, man. They're throwing Shohei Ohtani up in the air right now on the field. See, this is what happened to Edwin Diaz. You guys don't want to tempt fate. They're throwing up in the air like 25
you know what?
Times.
Here's the thing, though. They want it all. I mean, that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, but I don't want him to get hurt, and the Mets can't trade for him at the deadline. He's going to be out for the season, and we
can't
trade for him.
Stop wishing that on Ohtani.
Yeah,
okay?
What are you
he's
doing?
Good.
I mean, Tysart's going to come down the line and choke you out.
That's his guy right here.
Yeah, Tysart. Yeah, he does.
Ohtani-san!
Yeah, no. Hey, Tysart, Ohtani, who does he play for?
Japan.
Yeah, right.
Nicely
no,
done!
Just watch.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
No. In Major League Baseball,
dude. Yeah, Major League Japan.
Right, okay, and what position does he play?
He's going to be on the Dodgers soon, so it's all good.
No, but what position does he play for whatever
team? Well, right now I just saw him pitching, so obviously a pitcher.
Oh, very good. Okay, very good.
Thank you.
All right.
And by the way, if Tysart says he's going to the Dodgers, it's happening.
Book it.
Oh, World Baseball Classic. Japan beats United States 3-2. And look, I'll give you this, right? I said it last hour. I am the best World Baseball Classic fan there is because I can be excited for the game, and when the United States loses, I can move on, right? I've moved on, right? Clearly, I've moved on. It's easy. It's okay. We're into the regular season. We're getting at the end of spring training and everything. That's awesome. You're looking at buying all the big spring training hats on discount at all the different hat websites. Yes, yes, yes. We're moving on to the regular season. But then we get this from Rob Manfred, who had this today about the next World Baseball Classic. He has a desire for the next World Baseball Classic. He said today, quote, the WBC will 100% return in 2026, right? That's awesome, right? I'm coming back in 2026. Quote, it's great the guys that we have, he told a small scrum of reporters, but I'd like to see pitching staffs that are the same quality as our position players. He wants star pitchers in the next World Baseball Classic. Many star pitchers were told, yeah, no, you can't come and pitch here because we're worried about you getting hurt. Why they didn't tell Edwin Diaz that, I have no idea.
Well, because he said good pitchers.
The Dodgers told he's the best closer in the game. Stop. The Dodgers told Clayton Kershaw you can't go. Many teams. So we didn't see the best pitchers in the game coming because, yeah, when you have teams saying, we don't think this is great for pitchers because they could get hurt, what does that tell you about having the tournament where you're at right now? When many teams are saying, hey, they shouldn't have, and you should have told Edwin Diaz to stay home, but they didn't, so I got to live with that. But this tells you about the whole thing with the pitchers. But Rob Manfred doesn't care. He said, quote, "I'm not lobbying. It's having facts to support it. Pitching in high leverage situations like these are that actually helps players develop." So just think about crazy how crazy-ass that sounds for a second, okay? Think about this for a second. He said, okay, pitching in high-leverage situations like this helps players develop.
Yeah.
He wants to bring in star pitchers that presumably, if you're a star pitcher, I think you're pretty well-developed. I think you pretty much know how to get things done over the course of 162-game regular season and the playoffs. This is not, hey, we're bringing up a guy from AAA and this is going to help him develop because we're going to put him in a high-leverage situation. You're talking about the best pitchers in the world who have already pitched at high levels and know what they're doing, and you're saying they can develop? He sounds like a guy that's never seen a baseball game before.
No.
Help the guy develop? What do you mean? Justin Verlander? Needs the world baseball. Boy, Justin Verlander win another Cy Young.
We said good pitchers.
No. But I think what he's saying there, and allow me to try to crawl inside the mind.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Well, and that's why I'm prefacing it as I am, is the idea that just like you're getting high leverage at bats, big moments, you're ramping up to opening day. And for the pitchers, it's the same thing. Not, hey, we're going to test them on a big stage because they're coming along and they're going to be the next star. No. It's that your iron sharpens iron. You'd be doing this work in Arizona or Florida anyway. So let's get you in here and really make this thing take off to a whole other level. That's what he's trying to say.
I don't know. I think he talked about developing in high leverage situations.
Developers.
I got
1,300 toilets.
Listen, remember, and here's where I find fault with your entire line of argument. And you're going to say, Jason, you're right. Rob Manfred doesn't care about the well-being of the players. He doesn't care.
Did I say he had anything?
He doesn't care. He just wants stars. Is it good for the players? I don't care. I don't care about the players. I care about money, the game, and the owners. I don't care about the players. There has not been a commissioner who has shown he cares about the players less than Rob Manfred. He doesn't care.
Look, developing.
You're Rob Manfred talking about developing.
Pushing towards opening day. Why not do it here on a big stage?
No.
That has great global meaning. I mean, look at the people coming together.
I really was waiting for him to say at the end of that press conference with a reporter saying, so, you know, maybe I make them all come next time. Maybe I make all the pitchers come. Well, or I find a way to suspend you from the league by not coming for the next World Baseball Classic.
I would say that would be fairly interesting if he tried to have that kind of power. Here's a great quote. Mark DeRosa, USA manager, Bob Nightingale on Twitter. Quote, "It was kind of scripted. I just wish it went the other way."
No.
Baseball fans won tonight.
Yeah. No, not American ones.
Not American baseball fans.
Japanese baseball fans and anybody who hates America, they all won tonight. Ah, America, they win all. They have all the best players. We're excited that they lost this game. No, they're all excited, but we're not excited.
All right, I had to ask.
Can we believe Nightingale when he tweets something out? How's that work?
Something like that, I think we can. I don't think we...
Would you like to see if I could find that quote from somebody else?
Make sure we double check that quote right there. I mean, could you really sit here? You just watched a pitcher, one of the best pitchers in baseball, the best closer, get knocked out for the year. And he says, yeah, I want more star pitchers there next time. The teams have told you, we don't really like the guys there for that. We don't think this is something they should. I want more star pitchers. I mean, how tone deaf do you have to be? Really? He's the commissioner of the game. And then to give that lame excuse of, well, it helps them develop. God, really? I'd love to see Max Scherzer, him to make Max Scherzer come. Well, it wouldn't be Max Scherzer because he'd be retired. But let's just say he tells Ohtani next time, hey, Ohtani, really need you to come to this World Bank because we think this can help you develop
as a pitcher. In terms of players that didn't come, do you remember anybody else outside of Kershaw where it became an issue?
No, because
where there was something expressed like he wanted to go and then couldn't? I don't think there was any other.
You know why? Because fans agree with me, even if they don't say it. They don't want their pitchers there. Nobody wants their pitchers at this thing. Nobody does.
Jason, do you really think for one second that Manfred knew that Edwin Diaz pitched this World Baseball Classic? Come on,
or that he was terribly concerned that he'd be injured jumping up and down after winning a game.
No,
yay!
He doesn't.
Champions.
No. He has no idea.
Like he was jumping up and down like Sly Stallone and Carl Weathers after the race. Yeah. No, that's how he got hurt.
Telling you, man. Rob,
that happens.
Let's get star pitchers next time.
Jumping around. Thanks, he could have been listening to Jump by the Pointer Sisters and gotten hurt.
Rob Manfred walks around like Rocky Balboa punched him in the head.
Seems like lately everybody wants to beat me up.
Hey, Dad, where'd you get that shiner? Same friend. Hey, okay, Dad. So Japan beats the United States 3-2. We're going to be talking to John Paul Morosi live from the World Baseball Classic coming up in a little bit. But straight ahead, we have a big-time NBA story to get to because there's some shocking things that are going to happen tomorrow night that we got to get our head around. That's coming up next right here. Jason and Mike, Fox Sports Radio, World Baseball Classic. The United States goes down to defeat.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. They'll show you the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Michelin tires. They're shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Yo, Sonny-san.
Can you say that? There's Alex Tyshirt.
Can you say that?
I don't know what he just said.
I think you can say that.
Arigato gozaimasu.
What? Whoa, no, I don't know what that was. You just rolled right through that right there. You know what might be good? Since you're a big fan of Japan, Tyshirt.
Yes.
I'm going to have you translate their final call.
Okay, I'm down.
All right, so the World Baseball Classic is in the books. Japan beats the United States by the final of 3-2. Shohei Ohtani comes in, closes it out in the ninth inning, strikes out teammate Mike Trout to end it. So how did this sound? Well, let's see what it sounded like on FS1 Japan, your new WBC champions.
More than at Indianapolis, the offensive coordinator, you got to bust a play here. And then, Sanchez gets hit, the ball is loose, and it's alive.
Now everybody that listens to the show the last few years knows the butt fumble call by heart. I guarantee
you've done America
a
service.
That was Frank Thomas and A-Rod on FS1.
They get into their cars and they go, Sanchez gets hit, the ball is loose. Yeah, no. I have never seen this before in my life. No, it happens that way. Here's the final call on FS1.
Ohtani's ready. Trout's ready. 3-2. He struck him out! Ohtani strikes out Trout, and Japan's back on top of the baseball world.
Joe Davis and John Smoltz on the call there for FS1. The excitement level palpable, but I have a feeling that's going to pale in comparison to what we're going to hear from the call on Japanese TV. Remember, we played you the one last night when they won in the walk-off in the ninth inning against Mexico, and it was insane. Let's see what winning the WBC sounded like on Japanese TV.
Full count, Otani ka, Trout ka.
That was very WWE. I'm grabbing the mic in the middle of the ring, and I'm going to yell it out.
No, that was great.
One major question off of that.
Yeah,
that's an epic call, and that's phenomenal.
Yeah.
But why do they have more crowd noise than FS1 if the game was on FS1?
Maybe they just had the crowd noise louder.
Maybe they had a better parabolic mic.
Maybe they had. Maybe they're piping in their own crowd noise. You can do that.
Can we just play a little bit of? It's not just me, right?
All right. Let's hear. Let's hear the call on FS1 again.
Otani's ready.
It's very mellow.
Trout's ready. 3-2.
He struck him out.
Okay, then the roar of the crowd. Okay. All right. Now let's hear it on Japanese TV.
Full count.
I mean, look, it's already jumping.
Yeah, that is really loud, especially after the loudness doesn't really get there until right after the strike, after strike three, when that's, you can't even hear the play-by-play guy say anything. He's just yelling. He could be saying he could be shouting out a grocery list. Tomatoes, stick of bread, the stick of butter, loaf of bread, bottle of milk. No one can hear it. Doesn't matter.
Bottle of red.
Bottle of white. Hut.
Oh, there. Now that is an epic. Now, all right. So, Tyshirt, what could you pull out of that in translating that call for us? What
so the biggest one I heard was him saying Otani was pitching. So that's a good one right there.
Okay. Yeah, no, that's good. Very.
And then
accurate.
The real
very
cool
good.
Part was that he said he threw it so fast that Mike Trout can no longer play in Anaheim again. That was a good part too.
Wow.
Him out of the city.
Yes. He said, too, when he was yelling there when they were doing the circling, he said, is it possible for Otani to ascend Trout even more? And they said he just did.
Yeah, they even got a Trout sucks in.
No, I don't.
It was pretty impressive.
just the analyst yelling Trout sucks in Trout.
I think he's really overrated.
And did you catch at the end, Jay? I know it was kind of loud, but did you hear them say two things we say here, like Trout can never win anything, even a World Classic? It's crazy.
Yeah, oh, I didn't.
They got Dodgers
in
at the end. Yeah. It was phenomenal.
Hey, you guys are pretty good.
The American superstar fails again.
Yeah, no, you guys. I like that. You guys are pretty good. I didn't know you. You could
they got Azul in. I heard Azul.
All right, very nice, very good. The Azul. So there it is, World Baseball Classic. The victory goes to Team Japan.
Safe to say, guys, that Otani's the greatest player on the planet right now.
Legend.
That's safe to say, right?
Yeah. Oh, 100%. Yeah. Absolutely. And he'll be even better when he goes to the Mets.
Oh, stop.
Yeah, I can't wait.
How did I know that was coming?
I can't wait. Are you kidding? Buddy, seriously, just think about this.
You can't say buddy when you're talking like this.
Buddy, I'll tell you. I could tell you
buddy.
I'll tell you exactly how
buddy
this
diapers?
Is going to go. A little buddy diaper. This is exactly how this is going to go, is that we're going to get to the deadline.
Go get Aaron Rodgers first, okay?
There's only two teams that are going to be able to go get him because there are going to be teams that want him that can spend
And we're
going
to fight to the death for it.
Let's get it on.
Okay, that's fine. I think it's worth it.
After tonight, what we saw from Otani, I think that's the only way to do it.
Wait. You and I fight to the death, and the winning team gets Otani.
I was talking more like the Dodgers and Mets, but sure, I'll fight you to the death.
No. I think that because I think I would win. I think I can win.
Can Mike, I put this on my TikTok?
Yeah, no, I think I can win.
Mike's got to ref it.
Do I have to kill Harmon too at the end? Because I'll do that like for free. I'll throw that one. I'm like John Wick. I'll just throw that one in for free. Doesn't matter.
Thanks, buddy.
John Wick 5.
That's Jason kills everybody to get Shohei Ohtani to the Mets.
Awesome.
Dude, what did Boban do to you?
Right now, my entire timeline is, anybody want to buy this Ohtani card?
How many Ohtanis do you have at home, Mike?
I got a nice little stack.
Oh, good. Okay, I'd sell them
any
now.
Any 10s?
They're,
oh, a couple.
They're really? Never going to be any higher than they are right now. Sell them right now.
Did you until just say Ohtani's not getting higher than he is right now?
Until
hey,
his trade to the
man.
Mets. I said the value of the cards, man. You don't listen, dude. You got to be, happy.
I'm flying high.
Baseball Classic, man. No, but here, this is what's going to happen. We're going to get towards a deadline. The two teams that are going to be able to make, there's only two. Nobody else is going to get interested because of what they'd have to give up and the money they'd have to spend. The Yankees don't spend money like this. They took them all they could. They wrung their hands to sign Aaron Judge, and only because he was a Yankee they had to. Nobody else is going to trade for Ohtani except for the Mets and the Dodgers. That's it. Because the Mets, you know they're smarting after losing out on Carlos Correa. We don't know his leg. He is dying. Steve Cohen is dying to give somebody money. And there's nobody better out there to give money to go get to the deadline than Shohei Ohtani, right? So you know he's going to be all in because we're Ohtani away. Are you kidding? Go bring him to New York 100%. Because we can trade for him, give up prospects, and if you're okay with a trade to New York, you'll be okay with staying in New York and playing here the rest of your career. Meanwhile, the Dodgers are the other team. They're way. They didn't spend money this offseason because there weren't a lot of guys they felt we have to go get.
Yeah,
because
Trey Turner's a little... Yeah.
They spent all kinds of money. That's WBC hero Trey Turner. They spent all kinds of money last year. They won 110 games, and it didn't even get them to the NLCS, right? So why are we spending... It's not like they're going to stop spending money. They're the Dodgers. They'll always spend. But... there's nobody to spend on. Let's do the smart thing. Let's wait. We still have a really, really good team we're going to put out there, and we can trade for somebody at the deadline. Meanwhile, because we're not in for these big contracts anymore, we can go get Shohei Ohtani and keep him in Southern California. And that's a whole, well, the Angels trade. Now, the Mets have a big upgrade on that because do the Angels really want to trade Ohtani to the Dodgers? But if the Dodgers turn out to be the team that gives them the best package and they wind up saying, hey, we'll take them off your hands, we'll give money, all these things, the Angels are going to have no choice but to say yes. It's like the Packers and the Jets. Hey, the Packers might not like what the Jets are going to offer for Aaron Rodgers after a bit, but what are you going to do? You can't keep him. You got to trade him, right? If you're going to lose Ohtani anyway, and Ohtani would sign with the Dodgers, so why not get a whole bunch of stuff for him? So the Mets will be the leader in the clubhouse, and Steve Cohen's not going to get overbid, but the only two teams he can go, it's going to be the Mets or the Dodgers. That's it. There's nobody else. The Padres are not going to be able to find another $300 million somewhere in couch cushions.
If they're able to do able that to and can. Sign Soto.
No way. No way. There's
how much
no
is
way.
Your payroll? $1.9 billion. Dollars.
There's no way. Unless they trade Tatis. Now that would be something would be pretty. Ooh. Hey, how about he comes back and he's healthy and we play him for a while and then we trade him and you take him.
Yeah, but
now
who,
that's something I can see a little
I don't
bit.
Know
yeah.
that anybody's diving right in on that.
No. But
I think that's gonna take a full year cycle of trusting.
Yeah, yeah, but you always say the same thing. All you need is one team.
No,
you just need
well, but,
one
but
team.
As you say, that's still a lot of money. To where there's only going to be so many teams. And do you want it to be the Dodgers or the Mets? The Dodgers aren't going in on that. And your Mets, you don't want that.
Oh, no. Well, they would never trade him. The Padres never trade him to the Dodgers. I'm just saying if suddenly he became available, that might make – okay, we can have our own superstar now for the next whatever years. And does $30 million a year sound like a bargain for a guy who's 22 that we're hoping on? Yeah, why not? We already spent tons of bad money on Anthony Rendon where their contracts
Rendon,
are going to end around the same
baby.
Time. What are we worried about?
There it is. It took an hour and a half to get him.
They're
into
still
the
playing
show.
Vernon Wells.
Yeah, so I could see.
I did have Rendon holstered for later on in the conversation.
They're still paying Steve Garvey. Are you kidding? They're still paying him some kind of
Garvey, yo.
But no, that's something that could get interesting because you never know. It's our chance to get a young superstar for the next 10 or 12 years. And Ohtani might say, oh, okay, I get to go a little further south to San Diego, one of the greatest cities in the world.
Don't
yeah,
put
okay.
that out there.
No, I could see that kind of trade.
Hey, Ron
there.
Burgundy
yeah.
said it's the greatest city in America.
He also said it's the Whales, yeah.
Well, that was when he was down on his luck, though. He was down on his luck, though. That was when he was drinking milk on the street when things were bad. And he
that
lost
was a bad choice.
It was a pretty bad choice.
Yeah, no. That was that time frame. But no, but that Ohtani, it's going to be one of two places. That's it. Because the Angels are not going to lose him for nothing. And if he was going to stay with the Angels, they would figure out a way to re-sign.
He's gone.
And now you're going to have the team. You're going to have a change of ownership. You're going to have the. I mean, it's the Mets and the Dodgers, and that's the only teams in for Ohtani. I bet you if you went to Vegas right now and said, I want to put odds, it would be the Mets would be the far and overwhelming favorite, and then it would be the Dodgers further back in second place. Those are your two teams.
Yeah, I think it really comes down to this, and we make all the assumptions of what players want in the grand scheme, right? What do they want out of their career? Do they want to be a champion? Do they like where they're playing? Do they like... It's never going to be relative anonymity because you're Shohei Ohtani and they can do a giveaway of you every night of the season, right? All 81 home dates. What am I getting with this picture on there today?
And
you'd never have a problem selling those extra seats. I mean, that is just reality. But for him, what does he value? Because he gets to just go play baseball in Anaheim. Go to New York or you come up the five and all of a sudden you're in Dodgerville. Is that a different space?
I think a few years ago it would have been, and that's why he only had a few teams he wanted to go to. Where am I going to go where my assimilation into Major League Baseball is going to be the easiest for me, right? Mm-hmm. Did he want to go to a big market where suddenly, you know, you have all the Japanese media that is following him, then you're going to have all the American media following him and everywhere he goes? No, he seemed like he wanted to say, listen, I want to play baseball. I want to get used to what Major League Baseball is like, and a place like Anaheim is perfect for me.
Who knows? Maybe he's been at Disneyland every day. He's got a streak like that other guy.
He doesn't even, maybe he had, like the games he doesn't play with the Angels, he gets to go to Disneyland.
Maybe.
Listen, I don't need to be here, right? But no, but that's why Anaheim was a great choice, right? I'm close to the spotlight, but I'm a little bit removed from the spotlight, right? I'm close enough in Southern California to Los Angeles, but I'm really in Anaheim. And I'll have a chance to assimilate and really get my bearings under me before I decide this is where I want to go. Maybe now he's ready to be more of a global superstar and wants the more bright lights of New York or LA. I mean, maybe not. Maybe he's like, yeah, I want to go to Seattle. You know, hey, Ichiro had a great career up there, and they love him, and they built statues for him. Hey, maybe I want to go there or someplace. But
now, stop putting other cities out there.
Now, well, listen, it's only the Mets. Trust me, it's only the Mets and the Dodgers.
Maybe he wants to be a member of the Twins. I mean, you never know.
Oh, come on.
But now Softy's listening to the show. He thinks the Mariners are getting him.
Maybe Ichiro has a lot of nice things to say about the people he encountered all those years.
No, Shohei Ohtani would go, wait, it snows in part? Yeah, oh, yeah, you don't want to go there. Hey, let me tell Shohei Ohtani now. You don't want to go there. You don't want to go. Well, it's not going to snow in New York.
Daniel Jeremiah is out there listening to the show. He thinks the Padres are now getting him.
The first question they're going to ask Shohei, it's like, hey, do you believe you can win more with Julio Rodriguez than you did with Mike Trout?
Oh,
I'll hang up and listen for your answer.
Wow. Hey, Shohei, at what point did you realize you were never going to make it into a playoff game? How many years ago was that? Was that long ago? Was it just now? When was it?
So we know you wanted to win. Does winning the World Baseball Classic mean more than any World Series ever could? Does that mean you'll stay in Anaheim?
Hey, Shohei, how does it feel knowing Trout was holding you back the whole time?
Hey, how did you feel playing second fiddle to Trout? Like, it was all Trout, 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 then you coming, and clearly everybody still loves Trout, MVP. How'd you feel about that?
I can't even pitch.
Did you guys? He couldn't even pitch. He was barely healthy enough to play center field. What do you think about that?
And the Mariners have Kelenic. Kelenic, right?
Kelnick.
Yeah, whatever the hell his name is.
They got him. Holy cow!
Yeah.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. They'll show you the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Goodyear tires. They're shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, We've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Yo!
Papa Roach. This is one of my favorite aught songs. Like,
really?
Because I tell you, you know, the aughts are this vast, barren wasteland of pop culture. This is one of my favorites, which tells you about the aughts. What year was the song? 07?
Papa Roach? 06, no.
06? Okay. This is one of the biggest songs of the aughts, right? It's Last Resort by Papa Roach. It's so great.
The aughts. I love that aughts term.
Yeah, that you just wait, right? Because right now we are in the end of the everybody loving the 80s, and we're into the 90s being retro now. Because now the 90s is, you know, 25, 30, you know, almost 25, 30 years ago and for the different years. So we're getting into the 90s being so cool now, retro. Wait till another 10, 15 years from now when people try to get into the aughts. Hey, all this big stuff. Oh, man, there was nothing. There was absolutely nothing.
It's a veritable
nothing.
Wasteland.
What are we going to do? We're going to all dress like Eminem? I don't know what else to do. It was Eminem and Green Day and the Patriots. No. Oh, wow. Yeah, no, I mean, trust me, 15 years, you just wait till people are done with the 90s and they're ready for the aughts and they're going to go, oh, wow, this is really rough. This was really, really difficult. Just watch. Trust me.
Crazy, man, I'll tell you.
Now, a serious conversation for a couple minutes here, because it looks like Ja Morant could return tomorrow night mm-hmm. for the Memphis Grizzlies. Morant's been away from the team for the last couple of weeks, serving a suspension, also going through counseling after a myriad of instances, which was culminated by him waving a gun during a video when he looks like he's intoxicated on Instagram from a couple of weeks ago. Now, he was at practice today. He said, I'm willing to come off the bench for a little while to get my stamina back, but as he said, the counseling he was in the last couple of weeks, he needed it, but looks like he's ready to return.
I went there for counseling to learn how to, you know, manage stress, cope with stress in, you know, a positive way. Instead of, you know, ways I've, you know, tried to deal with it before that, you know, caused me to make, you know, mistakes.
Now, one big thing he said was, he says, I don't think alcohol is a problem. I don't think my drinking alcohol is a problem. You've seen there's videos of him online, like with, you know, from clubs and everything, and alleged videos of him on a team plane. And let me just say this from someone, trust me, this is someone who's 52 that has lived a little bit longer than Ja Morant has. Alcohol doesn't have to be a problem just when you're drinking, right? Because we think about problems with alcohol being every time I go have a drink, I drink until I pass out. I make bad decisions when I'm drinking. I'm not the same person. And I let what the person I turn into drinking alcohol, I'm powerless over it. And it controls me. And a lot of that stuff is true. Now, you may not be that kind of guy when you're drinking, that may not be that, okay, well, I feel like I got it under control because I, you know, this, none of this stuff is happening. I feel like I have it under control. But what he doesn't know, and I'm going to tell you this right now because I could tell it, because when I was younger, when I was in my 20s, I drank a lot. Like, I really did. Like, I drank a ton. And the one thing I can tell you that it does is you'd be surprised the power alcohol has over your life when you are not drinking. Because
it affects your judgment when you're not drinking. Your temper gets shorter on things. You get a little bit more depressed because you can't wait to get out. I don't care about this. I'm going to go out and have fun tonight. And you treat people poorly. You make bad decisions. And you don't understand that that's part of, hey, I'm just going to go out and have a few drinks, or I'm going to go out and get rid of this stress-free situation. It's really easy to overlook the power alcohol has over you when it's hours that you're not drinking, when you are trying to do whatever you do for a living, you're trying to work, you're trying to play basketball, you got to understand that it has power over your life in other times as well. And there were times when it happened to me, and I'm like, and it was actually a time that when I knew I had to stop drinking as much as I did was a completely sober moment for me, where I was like, I saw a picture of myself. I was out. Oh, someone says, oh, I got pictures of us from being out last night. Oh, cool. Let me see. And I looked like absolute death. I was pale and I was squinting at the light, and I don't remember the picture being taken. I said, I can't drink anymore. I got to stop. And not that I stopped completely, but I knew right then that was my wake up moment that I had to stop doing it. And since then, like, I mean, I hardly drink anymore. If I have 7 drinks in a year, that's a lot. Like, I just don't do anymore. And it was so much a part of it. I would go out all the time, 3-4 nights a week. And now I wouldn't go get to the point where I didn't know where I was and people had to drive me home, but I still would go out, and it was such a big part of my life. But I also understood that in hours when I wasn't going out, that affected my personality and my temper and your areas of depression. And you got to watch that, because that's what alcohol does to you. It's not about when you're drinking. It's also about when you're not doing it.
Yeah, and look, the largest part is hopefully whatever counsel, whatever talking through all of this, and the wake-up call, even if it's just the finger wagging from Adam Silver, that it was enough to make you realize how quickly things can change. I mean, we see incidents all over the place. Hell, that guy that got beat up over a parking spot. Like, stupid things happen off of very innocuous little circumstance, and the recognition of waving a gun at a club, nothing happened there. And again, we're trying to read into different circumstances. We don't have all of the facts in each of these cases. I don't know how much, you know, the actual drinking is there. But to your point, it does affect your relationship to other folks, how they're viewing you, handling you, looking at, you know, your maturity as you're trying to build towards the team goal. I mean, there's a lot that goes into it. And my hope is that he's got a handle on it. He's got people around that are going to support him, whether it's in a club, having a drink, or staying away from it. Whatever the case is, you need people around you.
Twitter at How About a Fresca, Mike at Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. Just the best advice I think we can give for John Morant at this moment with that. Coming up next, we'll get back into the World Baseball Classic. This is Fox Sports Radio.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.